Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the February Board of Adjustment meeting. I hope everyone had a great holiday season and wishing everyone a happy and healthy new year. We do have one item on the agenda today. We have five board members present, so we do have a quorum. We are expecting one additional board member to come, and we have one vacancy. I'd like to go ahead and turn it over to our city attorney to give information on how to participate via Zoom. And if you want to give the notice of lobbyist registration, Mr. City Attorney, I'll hand it over to you.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Today's meeting of the Board of Adjustment has been scheduled in a hybrid format with a quorum of the board physically present in the commission chambers at Miami Beach City Hall, and applicants, staff, and members of the public appearing either in person or virtually via the Zoom platform. In order to participate in today's meeting, those wishing to participate via the Zoom platform may dial 888-853-5257, which is a toll-free number, and enter the webinar ID, which is 828-6961-5309, or log into the Zoom app and enter the webinar ID, which again is 828-6961-5309. Any individual wishing to speak on an item must click the raise hand icon if they are using the Zoom app, or dial star 9 if they are participating by phone. In connection with the notice regarding lobbyist registration, if you are appearing on behalf of a business, a corporation, or another person, you need to register as a lobbyist with the city clerk's office. If you haven't registered yet, you should register before you speak to the board. If you do not have to register as a lobbyist if you are speaking only on your behalf and not any other party, or if you are testifying as an expert witness, providing only scientific, technical, or otherwise specialized information or testimony in this public meeting, or if you are appearing as a representative of a neighborhood association without any compensation or reimbursement for your appearance to express support or opposition to any item. Expert witnesses and representatives of neighborhood associations shall, prior to appearing, disclose in writing to the city clerk their name, address, and the principal on whose behalf they are communicating. If you are an architect, attorney, or employee representing an applicant or an objector, you must register as a lobbyist. These rules apply whether you are appearing in favor of or against or encouraging or arguing against an item's passage, defeat, modification, or continuance. Mr. Chair, would you like me to swear in the members of the public?
Yes, please do so. Thank you.
This time? Yes. Okay, so any members of the public here or no? I guess I can. Anyone online? Nobody here for this application. Okay.
Just Chair, to be sure, so you're not going to be speaking at the venue, because
I think attorneys do not have
attorneys
to.
Don't have to be sworn in.
Sworn in, no.
Okay, so you learn something new every meeting. Okay, thank you. Next, let's go through the approval. Let's do the attendance. Mr. Belushi, if you'd like to go ahead and take the roll call, please.
Sure. So just to let everybody know, we have five members present, including Ms. Malikoff, Mr. Aronson, Mr. Silvers, Mr. Nagler, and Mr. Goldberg. Mr. Asian is absent currently, and we have one vacant position.
Also like to welcome Mr. Aronson to the board, a new board member. It's good to see your mending and you're back. We missed you last month, and welcome to the board.
Thank you very much. Okay.
All right. We have any requests for continuance or withdrawals?
We do not.
Okay. We have a modification of a previously approved board order.
Mr. Chairman, before we do that, if we could do the minutes, approval of the minutes from the December meeting.
So I'm going to get it eventually. let's go ahead, and the minutes were sent out to you. I would ask for a motion to approve the minutes. That would be from the December meeting, since we did not have one in January.
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Malikoff. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Silvers. All in favor?
Aye.
Oppose? Thank you. Mr. Belushi, will you go ahead and tee up the ZBA 22-0142 for us, the modification of previously approved board order?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Our first and only application on the agenda is ZBA 22-0142, formerly known as BOI file number 3562 for 1908 Collins Avenue. This is an application requesting modifications to a previously approved variance to exceed the allowable hours of operation for an accessory outdoor bar counter for a restaurant. Specifically, this application includes a change of owner-operator. Now, this application, the Board of Adjustment initially reviewed this on June 1st of 2012, and this was a variance to exceed the allowable hours of operation for an outdoor bar counter till 2 a.m. Now, the code requires that, as of right, outdoor bar counter can operate until midnight if there are no residential units abutting the property. Otherwise, if there are residential units abutting the property, then the outdoor bar counter has to close at 8 p.m. In this case, it's hotel units that's surrounding it with no residential, so the default hours of operation will be midnight. Back on June of 2012, the board approved a variance to allow the operator to extend the hours of operation until 2 a.m. This application is just to change the owner-operator. There's a condition in the original order that requires that any new operator or tenant come back before the board to have the board approve them as the operator. Now, going forward, we have suggested a modification to that condition, which would allow, you know, a future change of operator to, rather than come back before the board, they can fill out an affidavit, basically, which is approved by the city, transferring the approval to the new operator, where the new operator submits this affidavit acknowledging that they accept all the conditions imposed by the board previously. With that, we are recommending approval of the application, and we have Mr. Rao, who's representing the applicant.
Okay. Mr. Rao, would you like to proceed? Now set the clock at 10 minutes.
Sure, Mr. Chair. And beforehand, I just need to ask, have there been any ex-party communications with any of the board members regarding this item?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, honorable board members. James Rao with Greenspoon Martyr, with offices at 600 Brickell Avenue. Here with me today remotely is my associate, Adrian Noto, and our client, Mr. Michael Verdard, by Zoom. Also, I want to say it's an honor to be before the Board of Adjustment again. It's been a couple of years for me, and I really look fondly upon coming to this board, as especially when I first became a lawyer and I would come here with Mr. Rosen, and it's nice to be back. So thank you for having us as the only application. Our application is for a change of owner-operator, and just to give you a little bit of background, so this is essentially just switching out the name of the entity, and in this case, a little bit unique because our client actually owns the trade name Baoli, which the current venue is operated as. They're very familiar with the operation, and they have no intention to change anything operationally about the venue. They're going to operate it the exact same way. So this is more so even than someone that comes in and provides a different concept. This is the same exact concept, the same exact operation. In fact, they have talked to many of the employees and intend to keep on as many employees as possible, and they've had a positive response from them. So it really expect us to be a seamless transition in terms of the operation of the venue, and they're familiar with all of the conditions. Your professional staff has recommended approval and has recommended a couple of changes, which the applicant is in agreement with. And I'll leave you with just that we went through the same process before the planning board late last month, and that was approved. So this operation is under the dual jurisdiction also of the planning board, which has a litany of conditions on the operation, which the applicant must follow also, which they will.
Just wondering, why is there a change of operator?
There's a change of operator because the prior tenant is departing, and this will be the new tenant of the operation. Our client, in this case, the applicant, just happens to have owned the trademark to the name Baoli. They know each other, obviously. So it's just a unique circumstance where it's the exact same operation.
Great. Any other questions for the applicant concerning Ms. Malikoff?
Yes. I don't know if this is for staff or for Mr. Rao. Have there been any noise complaints with the 2 a.m. open bar?
I can tell you we're not aware of any problems that have occurred there. I certainly see that this application and the planning board application were approved over a decade ago, and I don't see any enforcement actions with regard to these approvals. So that's a pretty long track history of, you know, not having had to come back to the board for any problem, either board for any problems.
I remember there was some concern about the keeping the noise within Bioli as opposed to going out into the neighborhood some years ago. So I think it must have been taken care of then.
Right. The outdoor area is strictly dining.
Okay. Thank
you. To clarify.
Right. And just to add to that, any sort of music that's above normal conversation level is inside versus outside.
Good.
All right. Nothing outside.
Thank you.
Yeah, and just for the record, actually we have Mr. Astillon is on Zoom with his hand raised. Mr. Astillon?
To my understanding, I think that the operator of Bioli is now the operator of Queen, the new theater restaurant lounge that opened up. I've gone to Bioli many times. The music outside on the patio definitely is above speaking, but it's controlled fairly well. So it's a very popular destination for many people to go to in Miami Beach.
Okay, I think Mr. Nadler, you had a question?
Yeah, I have a few questions. The applicant, does the applicant own any or operate any other bars or restaurants within city limits?
No, it does not.
Okay. All right, and the question is sort of similar to Ms. Malikov's in regard to, you know, I was curious if they did, you know, if they had any noise complaints outdoors at any of their other businesses, but it's
no.
A moot issue.
Yeah, this particular applicant does not have any other venues in Miami Beach.
Okay, and Mr. Belush, I was wondering in regard to the proposed order. I'm definitely in favor of streamlining things if it's appropriate and not wasting people's time to come back if there's a future change of ownership. But what if there's a future change of ownership to, let's just say, a known individual or a known entity that has, let's say, a track record of noise violations in the city, and they can just fill in an affidavit saying, we'll abide by this and that's
well,
it.
The good thing here is that this also has the conditional use permit, so which is the CUP for the operation. So the planning board, if there's a violation issue, regardless of who the owner-operator is, at any time a violation has been issued, the planning board can call that operator back before the planning board, and there are revocation procedures that are in place where the planning board could revoke their CUP, revoke their operation.
I guess my concern in that regard is that's sort of reactive. So we could have a bad actor, let's say, come in and take new ownership and be entitled to this extra 2 hours when they're known to have it. And then we say, well, we'll just wait till there's another issue before we. And if that's what it is, I guess I'm okay with that if that's proper. But it seems like a potential setup for issues.
I'm just wondering. I think at this point, the operation is really best suited to be reviewed by the planning board in terms of their conditional use permit, and they clearly have the authority in the code expressly to revoke the CUP. So I would suggest that it's probably most appropriate that issue be addressed there versus at the Board of Adjustment.
Understood. Thank you.
I've got a quick question. Mr. Belush, maybe you can answer. So I understand that the variance stays with the property, not with the operator. So you have a person that owns the actual property, and then you have a new operator coming in that's obviously renting to have that property. What happens if the owner of the property sells the property to someone else? That variance still stays intact, right? It stays with the property, the owner of the property.
It stays with the property as long as the property doesn't have an abandoned use. So as long as the use is not abandoned for a certain period of time, then the variance will stay with the land.
Would that new owner of the property have to come before us or any of the other boards to get an approval because of the change of ownership in the property?
They would, if we modify the condition as is, they do not have to come back to the Board of Adjustment. They would have to file an application for a change of certificate of use and for their BTR.
Okay. Any other questions from the board? With that being said, I'll open up to any public comment. Do we have anybody on Zoom?
There's nobody on Zoom with their hand raised.
Okay. Go ahead.
I have a comment. Mr. Belush, it would be fair to say that basically the purpose of this proceeding is to make sure that this new operator is aware of all of the conditions that that apply and that are set forth in the proposed order.
Yes, that's correct. Correct.
We're not qualifying or agreeing to anything having to do with the qualifications of the new tenant. Our concern is that the new tenant is aware of all the conditions and regulations that apply to this property.
Right, and then also just to be clear that if the operation does change, let's say that the current operator who's before you today, if they change the operation in any way than what was approved previously, that requires them to come back to the board to modify their operation, to come back to the planning board if they're going to modify their operation. So they've stated that they're going to be basically essentially operating as previously approved with no changes except for the change of the name.
Thank you.
Also, I just wanted to point out, I brought this up a little bit earlier when I was reviewing this. Their actual BTR, their license actually has them allowing alcohol until 5 a.m., but keep in mind that's for the inside of the restaurant. The outside garden area will be restricted to 2 a.m.
That's correct.
2 a.m. closing. I just wanted to make sure if anyone else noticed that, that's addressed. The other thing I wanted to address is in the on number five, B number five, saying the applicant must present a progress report in 3 months to the board. The board shall then determine the necessity and timing of subsequent reports. Mr. Belush, can you please address what that means or if
we're
going to need to be doing that?
So that's a condition from the original order. So that was a condition put in place when this variance was first approved. So this applicant would not have to comply with that condition. It's basically in there for historical record.
Okay. I went ahead and closed the public comment. Last chance, any comments from the board? If not, I'll entertain any motions.
I would move to approve.
Okay, move to approve by Mr. Aronson. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Malikoff. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion passed. Congratulations,
thank you very much.
Counselor.
Thank you very much.
Best regards to your client.
Thanks.
Okay. Any other business at this time? I do want to point out I will not be here for March. I literally will be out of the country. So, Mr. Nadler, remember when I told you you have to have my back? You were going to have it today because I wasn't supposed to be here. But March, it's going to be you're going to be running the show. So I appreciate that.
I look forward to having you back thereafter.
Okay, thanks. Any other business?
Good no, and there? Just for the record, the next meeting is March 3rd.
Okay. March 3rd. All right, board, I appreciate you coming in. I know it's only one item. It's a lot to come in for. Appreciate you coming in, and thank you for your participation. I'll go ahead and ask for a motion to close the hearing. Okay.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
All right.
Okay, thank you. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.